bottles of liquid zeolite.
Coming off of a three-day holiday weekend for many, a big hello from America tonight to all of you. My name's Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Overnight highway riddled with fun, serious conversation, and a look ahead, because what a week this will be. And a big trial in Orlando, all eyes on Casey Anthony, and whether or not in the end, after maybe 2 months of listening to testimony, looking at circumstances, hearing from the prosecution and from the defense, will this 25-year-old ultimately be convicted for the crime of murdering her 2-year-old daughter, and will she get the death penalty? That's a big one. We're going to tell you what happened during the week that was. Also, what's happening from the people or to the people who are still trying to pick up their lives in Joplin, Missouri. They have some kindred spirits or friends in, sadly, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who know what that's like, as they did the same thing just weeks ago, and they're still trying to put things together. Because all the people who have been struck by these tornadoes are homeless. Their houses were shredded. So there's no part of a house to live in. It's done. They're either living in a FEMA trailer, as there have been some of those set up, certainly in Alabama, or they're living with relatives, have rented another place, have figured out what they're going to do in the interim as they try to piece things back together. As I said, it was a three-day weekend, so you might have been eating a few hamburgers and hot dogs, kicking back, watching some sports perhaps, taking a dip or two in the pool. If you were in Florida and you were at Cocoa Beach all the way down to Cape Canaveral, sorry, it was a tough one, I know, because the jellyfish, the purple jellyfish were out to spoil the weekend. It happens. It's the ocean. The ocean has its own creatures, and the jellyfish is one of them. So swarms of jellies were all over the place, and some people got stung. Just a reminder that it's not our ocean. We're in there swimming, we're having fun and enjoying it. But like I said, there are other people, there are other things that inhabit that ocean, and sometimes we get nudged as just a gentle reminder that, hey, it's our turn in the beach. And that's what happened there. So people got out and just had to, certainly take care of the sting, whether it was through vinegar or other means and rubbing sand, et cetera, on the sting, and move on from there. They'll clear out. Usually it takes maybe a day or two. It depends on how many. It looked like it was a pretty big swarm, though. Certainly a very big story for a holiday weekend. Memorial Day also brought out a couple of other things. Presidential types make the rounds. Holidays are big for that because people are off and they're gathering at parades. They're gathering at events, especially on Memorial Day, because it's about military folks. And aren't we all proud of people who have served, people who have given their life, let's face it, in the past, so that we can have the incredible freedoms that we enjoy in the greatest country in the face of the earth, the United States of America. And those who are running, particularly on the GOP side of things, because we know Obama's trying to get to 2 terms in office, and you're not sure who that real true candidate is that's going to emerge to snap up and grab the brass ring for the Republicans. You had a whole bunch of people out stumping around, you know, including the elusive Mitt Romney, because I think he was spending time with family, but he did release a statement. He did praise the fact that so many people have valiantly given their lives and their time and everything else toward military careers to do what I said, defend our country. And that was really the focus of what he said. Also, the former Minnesota governor was out there, Tim Pawlenty. He was out in Iowa and stopped at a pancake breakfast and shook a lot of hands and talked to a lot of people. That's what it takes. It takes touching, I think, people across the land, not just with words, but just physically being there and going through different towns and different venues and events and whatnot, so more people get a glimpse of the people who are running. But it also takes a huge war chest. As we know, Obama has amassed already $1 billion. So who on the Republican side of things is capable of raising a billion, not million, $1 billion? I'll tell you one person who I bet could do it in a blink of an eye, and that would be Sarah Palin. And in the latest Gallup poll last week, she came out second to Mitt Romney with 15% of, you know, the vote. And he got 17%, meaning on the Republican side. So the question still is out there bubbling around as to whether or not Sarah Palin seriously would run for president. She's on this bus tour now. And there have been a couple of people, because they've been asked, frankly, whether or not they think Sarah Palin could beat Obama. And John McCain says, yep, Palin can beat Obama in 2012. And he's not the only one who is saying that as she cruises across the country. McCain said that even though he doesn't know if his running mate will run for president, he says if she does, she could win. She can. But it's rather a question not whether she'll run. He was part of the Fox News Sunday guest list with Chris Wallace, and he talked about, you know, a lot of things happen in campaigns, and it's a roller coaster ride, but she's certainly a major factor, and he believes that she can be very, very competitive. And McCain also said that he'd never seen someone, and this is what he described it as, this is, quote, as mercilessly attacked as Palin was, I think meaning when they were running. And he talked about a couple of other people. He's asked about Mitt Romney, and McCain said that the problem with Mitt Romney is the health insurance issue when he was governor, Romney Care, that's a problem, and he has to be able to address that. So he waved the flag for Sarah Palin. He said whether she runs or not is a different story, and she hasn't said she's running at all, only that she's out there cruising the nation and visiting with people and doing that sort of stuff. She has a foundation, but not as a candidate. She hasn't even filed anything, and there's a great chance that she probably won't even run, but may throw her weight behind one of the candidates. That wouldn't necessarily be surprising. Coming up, we're going to talk about this. This is surprising. The San Francisco sheriff, later this hour anyway, we're going to talk about it, may refuse to hold illegals. That raised a few eyebrows and actually drew some applause from some, as you can imagine, in San Francisco. The sheriff said the plan could become a reality, meaning people arrested for petty crimes. We're going to talk about that coming up in another 20 minutes or so. But round the bend, because it was a weekend filled of sports, we're not going to ignore it. Sports shorts of a different variety coming up.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Started. That means you're into the finals in the NBA. Time to squeeze in a little sports here on America Tonight. So it is the Dallas Mavericks representing the West and the Miami Heat in the East. These two teams have met before. Of course, there were some different players and some similar players that were, I mean, some of the same players were on the team, but the Mavericks are a completely different team, and so are the Heat in a myriad of ways. But in 2006, the Mavericks had a two-game edge, and they blew it, gave it back to the Heat, and then some, so the Heat ended up winning that series. Here's the Miami point of view. Dwayne Wade was part of that Heat team that won back in 2006. His tag team partner, LeBron James, was not. He desperately wants to win an NBA championship. Now this is his chance. Here's what Wade and James had to say about the Heat.
A lot of games might come down to the execution of the end of ball games. It came down to that in their last series. Came down to that in our last series. You know, we won those games in the fourth quarter, you know, when it counted.
I had a lot of visions of being in this moment, and now it's hit me. Being on that floor, seeing the championship logos and everything, the finals logos, I'm very excited. Got an opportunity to see the trophy yesterday, take pictures with it. You know, hopefully we can bring it home. You know, being able to be in this moment where we've all, you know, had a vision and where we all worked hard from the start of training camp on the Air Force Base. And to be here is very humbling and is very satisfying at this point. But, you know, we want more.
Of course they want more. If you go through an entire season, which it's definitely a marathon, not a sprint to the finish line, and all the training camps and everything that you have to go through in any sport really anymore. But in the NBA, you grind it up and down those hardwoods, absolutely. So when you get to this point and you're that close to the trophy, you don't want to just take some pictures for some promos for the NBA. You want the trophy. Of course you do. Dirk Nowitzki for the Dallas Mavericks has been unstoppable. He's been aggressive. He's been great in the paint when he's needed to be, and more importantly, because he can be a scoring machine defensively, he's really, really stepped it up. Of course, it's stopping Nowitzki from scoring is what the Miami Heat will have to do, and keeping him away from the basket, whatever it takes, besides, of course, fouling out or too many fouls. But he's been incredible throughout the entire run. And he is knocking down the shots and averaging the most points for the Dallas Mavericks. That's one of the questions that Miami's going to have to answer. Nowitzki talked about being hungry for a championship naturally and this showdown.
We got a bunch of veterans, I think, that want to win, have been around forever, and they're not selfish. We just want to play together and ultimately win and sacrifice. Both teams are very good defensively, which you need. You need to lock down and get big stops. And both teams have guys down the stretch you can go to and create baskets. And that's why both teams are here.
Yep. In 15 playoff games, Nowitzki, his efficiency rating is 27.25. That's a pretty big number. Let me give it to you a different way, since we like to talk about numbers on this show, whether it's sports or politics or whatever else it is. He's been hitting more field goals per game than anybody else in the playoffs. He's hitting 53% of his jump shots outside of the paint, and that doesn't include foul shots, what he's hitting there at the line. So there are going to be all kinds of bodies, I think, on Nowitzki, whether it's Chris Bosh or whether it's a LeBron James. There'll be different looks. I'm going to give you a prediction at the top just for fun, because, you know, I like predicting. I'm going to say that the Dallas Mavericks win this in seven. I think they win it in seven. I'm not a huge NBA fan because they lost me with some of the changes that were made in the game, but I am a fan of the Dallas Mavericks, and I am certainly someone who likes to watch when you get deeper into the playoffs. And this could be interesting. It's worth turning on for the second half anyway, nothing else. Let's put it that way. I'll tune it in for that for sure. Matt, I know you're not a huge NBA fan either, but you're not stupid. You read the sports pages. What do you think happens with this series? Do you see it going the distance, seven or at least six games?
I am probably the last person that should be answering this question right now, because I've watched a total of probably 0 to 1 minute of the basketball playoffs. I've been way into the NHL this year. So I don't know, but I have seen highlights, and it looks like Dirk is playing out of his mind. So I don't know. Maybe I'll go with the Mavericks then.
All right. Good choice. Woohoo! All right, so we got two votes for the Mavericks. You may find yourself on the opposite side of this. All our friends in Florida. I actually like some of the Miami players, but I think the Mavericks win it. If you have a different choice, oh, please, please, I'm begging you to weigh in. 800-259-5791. Well, you might have watched some other sports perhaps over the weekend, not hoop, to find out what was going on there, because that's happening on Tuesday. But perhaps you were watching something else. And, you know, when I say something else, it could be anything from golf to perhaps NASCAR. Maybe you were doing the NASCAR thing. Maybe you were doing the Indy 500 thing. If you were doing the Indy 500 thing, Dan Weldon was more than elated to take the checkered flag. I was going to say come to the winner's circle. It's not really the winner's circle. It's really the checkered flag. And he had the right stuff, and nobody could edge him out in the end. You know, what we're saying about the NBA and what I said and tuning into the second half, because, you know, the minutes, how they go in hoop, and how it can swing in a matter of 2 minutes, somebody can make up enough points how they play this game. In racing, because of the amount of laps, the amount of total laps, the racing game is kind of the same thing. I know very few people, even if they love racing, other than being out at the tracks themselves, that watch an entire day of racing. Normally, they tune in where they know it's at the point where you have however many laps left. Could be 20 laps, could be more. They could check in occasionally and decide when they're going to do that, but most people tend to do that same thing. Wait until later in the race before they actually sit down in front of it and don't take their eyes off of it. And that's, I guess we could say that about a lot of different sports. One person who we won't be seeing on the sidelines is Jim Tressel. Remember, he had that little neat tie that he would wear and his sweater vest, and you'd see him run on the field with the Buckeyes. And he was the guy, after all, who engineered Ohio State back to the national title, the first one they had had in 34 years. So people really love Jim Tressel because he won. So he's not going to be the coach in 2011. Instead, a guy named Luke Fickle, who is an assistant, will be that guy while they try to find another coach. This all stems from a crazy tattoo parlor scandal that certainly slammed the image of the Buckeyes, because the tattoo place where all of these players were getting tattoos, it wasn't about the tattoos. It was about some of the money they supposedly took, and the fact that that tattoo parlor was under a federal investigation for massive drug paraphernalia going in and out, and drugs themselves going in and out of that little storefront, I'll call it. So he lied about knowing what was happening with the players, that they were receiving money from the tattoo guy, not just tats, and apparently knew in April of 2010. So what happened was Jim Tressel decided to resign. He wrote a resignation letter on Monday, and that was it. He's done. So where they were talking about, I think, dismantling him, I think that they were looking to just chop his legs off, and he had gotten the suspension. He knew the handwriting was on the wall. And Tressel will still have to answer questions by the NCAA's infraction committee in August about player violations and why he didn't report them. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only
$39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore.
So you're back to reality yet, folks? Perhaps you had a couple of extra days off for the Memorial Day holiday. We're just doing sports. I wanted to throw in something interesting, too, on the side here about Dan Weldon winning the Indy 500. How about this? His car was actually sponsored by Justin Timberlake's clothing line. William Rast is his clothing line. So, wow, what a Memorial Day weekend for him. I mean, everything this guy touches turns to gold. You know, Weldon's been around for a while, and so it was exciting for him to win, of course. He knocked off 32 other drivers to win the trophy. But William Rast is a company that Timberlake founded with his best childhood friend, and they're known for these jeans that they produce. I guess it's probably their biggest selling thing. They have other stuff that they sell. But the company sponsored the race car. Did you know that fun fact, Matt Johnson? I bet you didn't. See, he didn't know. What's cool about it is, I always, you know, we do these CEO things maybe once or twice a week on America Tonight for fun to find out what it is that makes people tick and how they end up starting companies and stuff. But the guy that he was friendly with, his friend's name is Trace Ayala. What they did was they combined the names, their grandfather's names, and that's how they came up with the William Rast thing. But Timberlake was just part of that Saturday Night Live show that set a bunch of records. More people watched that Saturday Night Live show than they had seen in a very long time. I think since like the mid-90s or something like that. Well, it's not about indie racing or companies for, at least not at this point, for Muammar Gaddafi. Very strange. The leader of Libya still says he's willing to accept an African Union ceasefire initiative, but the rebels said, forget about it. They're not, they say, forget about it. We're not going to accept this. So it looks like Gaddafi is trying to play, but at the same time, they're talking about the people who went, the boys and the men that went missing in Misrata, and Gaddafi is enemy number one with the rebels. So I don't think they're going to lay down their weapons anytime soon. In fact, 8 officers have left in protest at what Gaddafi has done. Do you know we are in week 14 of this? Week 14, people. Remember when this started? At first it seemed like it wasn't going to, poof, he's going to be gone. But then there was no way. He dug his heels in, had better equipment, and there Gaddafi sits. So the South African president, Jacob Zuma, said that Gaddafi wants to accept this initiative that would stop everything, including NATO airstrikes in support of the rebel forces, and he's ready to implement his strategies. But Gaddafi insists that all Libyans, this is what he's saying, all Libyans be given a chance to talk among themselves to determine the future. But he didn't say that he's ready to step down, which, excuse me, is the biggest demand of course, the people that are fighting because of the atrocities that Gaddafi committed in shooting the people, using them for human shields. So what happens now? All the ceasefire, any of the efforts, poof, have not worked. No, they're not dealing with them. So none of that has happened. And at this point, what's Gaddafi's next move? Some of the support has certainly waned for him. There's no question. And, yeah, there's a handful of people that are supporting Gaddafi, probably out of fear, if anything else, or family members. And NATO temporarily lifted its no-fly zone over Libya, and that was to allow Zuma's plane to land at the military base next to Tripoli. But 8 Libyan officers, 5 generals, no less, 5 generals were at a news conference saying they were part of a group of up to 120 military people, including soldiers, who defected from Gaddafi in the last couple of days because they were sick of the killing. They couldn't stand it. And what's happening to the people is scaring them. He said there's a lot of killing, genocide, violence against women, and that no rational person with any kind of dignity can do what we saw with our eyes and do what we're asked to do. So now you got all these people that were in the confidants of Gaddafi who were part of his regime, who are saying, yeah, we can't even stand it anymore. We can't stand what's happening. It's not what people don't realize, what they don't know, and we can't be part of this. So if you're talking about genocide, if you're talking about people, human shields, letting his own people, the bloodshed and everything else, they got to take him out. When is his reign of terror come to an end? Gaddafi says he never attacked people, that they only acted when you had armed criminal gangs and Al-Qaeda militant types. And so what do you think he's going to say? It's NATO that's being aggressive and they're trying to grab at the oil reserves. So at this point, the commander of the Joint Operations Command at Naples, U.S. Admiral Samuel Locklear, who's not saying anything on whether NATO is going to put forces on the ground, because remember, that's been suggested, but they have said a small force might be needed to help them once Gaddafi's out. Well, he's not out yet. So what's happening? There's no truce. Great, Gaddafi's ready for a truce, but there's no truce. You have all these generals and other people defecting and going to Rome, and talking about the atrocities and saying they'd rather be there, excuse me, than be with Gaddafi. I say at some point that, you know, they got to decide. I mean, is there a way to take him out? Is there a way to take this nutball out and stop messing around with it, pussyfooting around with this? 14 weeks. How much money do we pump into these missiles? How much time are we pushing on along NATO lines? And the answer is a lot, because we're the big chunk of NATO. So is this another government going to fall? You know, however long he's been there, I'm sorry, he's not a good guy. And that's obviously been shown. So it's not good for the people for him to be there. The people that are close to Gaddafi would rather risk it and go to Rome than have to be in the middle of it. And, you know, so either we spent so much on these hostile takeovers or not a takeover, that at some point you have to cut the nonsense and say, all right, then if we're invested into this, then we got to move on this. We got to move on it. Get rid of this guy. Move on from this. Because all this stall tactic stuff is not good. So why can't we, you know, it's like the Lockerbie thing. I'm sorry, but he was so responsible for Lockerbie. So we allow him to continue to do what he's doing. You know, I mean, really, at some point they have to just, either you're bailing on the situation, that's it. You're bailing on the situation, which I think actually is too late now. How can they bail on it? Or something has to happen. Gaddafi has to go. I mean, remember what Obama said. Now it's been weeks, months, probably a month and a half since he said this. No, it was actually the beginning of the conflict. It's only going to last days. Well, that didn't happen. Gaddafi has to go. How many times do we hear that from various people, but including the president? There isn't going to be any troops in the ground. But now it looks like there has to be troops in the ground, because what do you do if Gaddafi is gone? Well, you have the general saying you have to have boots on the ground. So then we're going to see boots on the ground. But this situation is ridiculous and it's intolerable. So now, because everyone's watching and they know these things that have happened, you see these generals bail. So nothing happens. The South African president says there's no truce because the rebels say, forget it. Why are we going to come up with a truce after what you've done? Forget it. We're not going to do that. Because of everything that's happened in Misrata and some of the other areas, some of the fighting that's gone on, some of the things that have happened to the people in Libya, not the rebels armed with guns or whatever, just people who are human shields in some cases. How do you just continue to let this guy with the beret run roughshod over everybody and their brother? I mean, somebody has to figure out a way to step in and eliminate this situation. If the rebels aren't getting him, which is probably very tough to get close to him, somebody else has to get to this guy, and they've got to do something, for goodness sake. What do you think? How do you end this conflict? How does this end after 14 weeks, going to week 15? Got any suggestions? Share them with us. Send them to AmericaTonight.net. Birthdays plus news you can abuse. Coming up around the bend.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. but Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Coming up, we got birthdays. The Irish actor Colin Farrell. How old do you think he is? I'm going to tell you. Brooke Shields, a hottie back in her day, right? How many movies did she make? She's coming up on a pretty big birthday. Chris Elliott, a guy who I think is pretty funny. He was in a few movies that you might remember, including Groundhog Day. And Groundhog Day was funny when it came out. I mean, now I probably have seen it on the tube too much. And there's a slew of other people, including Joe Namath. New York Jets, Broadway Joe. How old do you think Joe Namath is? And Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry, sharing a birthday with Broadway Joe. Of course, there is a few years between those two. I'll tell you how old Clint Eastwood is, too, coming up. But before we get to that, I was mentioning this story earlier in the hour about San Francisco and the sheriff's plan that could happen, that illegal immigrants arrested for petty-type crimes wouldn't be held in jail for a great length of time, even if federal immigration agents want them detained because they want to boot them out. Starting on Wednesday, deputies are going to treat people who are eligible for release like any other U.S. citizen. So they'll be cited to appear in court. But is this going to work? The new policy for the sheriff, his name's Mike Hennessy, is to try to comply with a law that prevents police from aiding federal authorities in non-felony crimes, and a U.S. law that requires them to share fingerprints with immigration agents. I think that for ICE, this is not a good thing. And ICE has released a statement, too, that the decision, they're calling the decision unfortunate. I would could say some stronger words, but yes, I don't think it's a good thing. I think it'll be messy for San Francisco, and it's not the right way to do this. And we're talking about petty crimes. You know, what kind of crimes are we talking about? We know what a list of petty crimes would be, but here you have a double whammy in these people, and some of these people being in the country, of course, illegally, trying to figure out how you deal with them because you're not holding them for deportation, which the Immigration and Customs Enforcement people would want. So you're stepping on their toes. I don't see how this flies for very long. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to work out for this sheriff. Let's just say that, okay? All right, a couple of things happened in history on this day, on May 31st. I love history. It's always cool to look back at things that have happened in the past. Let me tell you about a couple of them that are, I think, of interest. If you've ever been to London, then you know what Big Ben is. Big Ben, the clock, Big Ben, the tower. It went into full operation, ready for the year, 1859 on this very day. Yeah. How about this? I was talking about watching the Hunt for Red October. Reagan and Gorbachev, that summit in Moscow, wrapped up in 1988. Seems like it was much longer ago than that. How about this? If we fast forward, the guy who's prime minister of Israel now was actually elected on this day back in 1996. Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's hung on to that for quite a long time. Another thing that happened, besides starting off with the famous tower clock that's on the top of St. Stephen's Tower, by the way, that rings out over the House of Parliament in London and started back in 1859. Remember, that's the year we started. If we move forward rapidly in a couple of different directions, I can tell you that, and you might not remember this, but the BBC banned the Sex Pistols' God Save the Queen in 1977. If you check that out, you'll figure out why they banned it. And also, pretty close to this day, CNN launched, yeah, back in 1980. Boy, CNN has gone through some rough times lately. But if you remember back in the day, back in the beginning of cable news networks, CNN, they were the forerunners, the whole Ted Turner thing. And, boy, they have definitely, like I said, plummeted off into rougher waters than when they first originally started. Okay, nothing is scarier to me than hearing about bee swarms. And bee swarms actually shut down a portion of Ottawa. They had to just cordon it off so that people wouldn't go there. It happened during the lunch hour on Monday. And, I mean, it was so bad, and they were worried about the bee stings, where some people had gotten stung, that the cops arrived and they just taped off the sidewalk because the bees seemed to just be pouring out in all directions and hanging around the same area. And, of course, because there was a hive. So you had workers come to that area that was stretched off and get the bees that were starting to gather underneath bike wheels, because you had bikes that were parked on the street. And finally, it took about a half an hour, but they were able to get the bees. They killed the bees using an insecticide. They knocked them down. I'm laughing because imagine if you had to jump back on that bike. You just happened to pick that street, that place for your lunch hour, parked your bike, thought you were doing a healthy, good thing, you're going to grab a salad inside this restaurant, and the bees prevent you from skedaddling out of there. Yeah, that wouldn't be too fun. I've heard of all kinds of things that they do in bars, but this one takes the cake. The owner of a small, tiny bar in Iowa said he ran mouse races on Sundays for fun. So the local police were, you know, got wind that this was going on, and said, this is a no-no. You can't allow the people in the bar to bet on the mice and have the mice running around. But the people who frequented the lounge, the tavern on Sunday, it's called the Bucktail Lodge in Danville. There's about 900 people in that town, by the way. Said it was a blast to go there and that the state is screwing them over. They're taking the fun out of their day. And the two people that supplied the mice and allowed that to happen, by the way, were cited for knowingly permitting criminal activity on licensed premises. Oh, that's not good for them. Because no matter that it was just mice, they were having fun, it was on the track or whatever, and they were playing music in the background, Rawhide or Wipeout or The Race Is On or whatever. They held these mouse races for about 2 years. Then they stopped them because a lot of the mice died. Then they picked it up again, and people in the bar would bet a mouse. They would pick a mouse for a dollar, and they would, you know, bet the mouse. Whoever picked the winning mouse got the payout, and the actual bar didn't make any money off of it, but it certainly made a few people upset with what they were trying to do. All right, let's head to birthdays, and boy, there's a bunch of them.
Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
It's like being at Farrell's ice cream party or parlor. You know how they do that? And you just cringe when you're sitting there. Or you go into one of these Italian restaurants and they start to sing and clap. Ooh. All right, celebrating a birthday, Jonathan Tucker. Jonathan Tucker is part of the Black Donnellys. He's 29 years old, if you ever watch that television show. He's been in a few other things, too. Colin Farrell's been in a ton of different movies. He was in Daredevil, opposite Ben Affleck. He is 35 years old. She was on The Tube with a popular show for a while called Suddenly Susan. Also is a youngster in The Blue Lagoon. Brooke Shields celebrating her 46th birthday. Leah Thompson, Back to the Future, you remember her. Lorraine McFly, she's 50 years old. Chris Elliott, I mentioned him before from Groundhog Day, 51 years old. Gregory Harrison, who was part of the Trapper John series, celebrates his 61st birthday. Sharon Gless, part of the Cagney and Lacey deal, 68 years old. Joe Namath, Broadway Joe, 68 years old. From 64 to 75, he was the quarterback for the New York Jets, famously. Remember, he talked about beating the Colts. They did, of course, winning the championship, winning the Super Bowl. Clint Eastwood, 81 years old. Wow, Clint. I don't remember what wife he's on, but she used to be a television newscaster, and I think they have one child, but he's got children from another marriage. 81st birthday. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.